Now, I'm going to just call attention to that, and therefore let me begin reading now here at verse 1. Now it came to pass, in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Now, we must remember this is a vision, and a vision of God, but you don't see God. We need to make that distinction because it's very important to make. The question of the 30th year here would seem to indicate that this man was 30 years of age, but it's the belief, I think, of most scholarship today that this is geared to a little different calendar, and it's geared to the calendar of that day. And I'm not going into details concerning that because, very frankly, it becomes just a little intricate, and I frankly don't think it's essential today. Scholarship would spend a great deal of time there, and that's all right. And so I'm going to let them spend the time, and we won't. Now, in the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity. So you see that we have not quite come to the destruction of Jerusalem that took place during the reign of Zedekiah. That is important to see. He said, now the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest. Now you see, he belonged to the tribe of Levi and apparently to the priestly tribe, probably at least to the sons of Kohath. And we are told here that he was the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kibar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And Kibar, by the way, was that main canal that came off of the Euphrates River, which watered that area. And apparently these people were put there to till the land, and it's removed quite a few miles from Babylon, and I would say that probably is the reason that Daniel and this man Ezekiel didn't probably meet together for maybe a meal together. It may be that Daniel did visit there. I don't think Ezekiel would have been permitted to have visited Daniel. Now, will you notice, also he says here, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. Now, I know there are a great many people make a great deal of the north, and that there's a vacant spot up there, and all that sort of thing. That actually is not true, because today with these radio electronic telescopes that they have, these big dishes, one out here on the Mojave Desert, they know that there are stars out there. But actually, that was the direction that they thought led to the presence of God. They thought that, well, our viewpoint today is actually more hazy than that. Instead of looking up toward the north, we just look up and think that that's heaven. Well, it's all right for us creatures, we're earthlings, to look at it like that. But I don't think you can make too much out of this as some have made out of it.